ability to solve problems. Yeah, the ability to solve problems. And in wisdom, God allows us to discover how to make things better when they are worse. In his wisdom, he allows us to discover how to make things better when they are worse. Yeah, that's what his wisdom do. It gives us an ability to make better out of worse, to abstract better in worse times or worse situation. It's the ability of God that he gives you, the discerning of God, being able to distinguish what is him and what is not him. What is God and what is our enemy? What is good and what is bad? That's what the wisdom of God does. And that wisdom of God, it is empowered in your life by your understanding of the word of God. That's what the Bible meant when it said that wisdom is the principal thing. But in all you're getting, get a what? An understanding. Because what wisdom does, it empowers a clarity of what God is telling you. And as you get a clarity of what God is telling you, then you're able to do it without stumbling. Somebody say, when you get a clarity of what God is telling you, you're able to do it without stumbling. Yeah, you're able to do it without stumbling, okay? Without being unstable. All right, without being unstable. We went to James and how James talked about if any man lack wisdom, if any man have an insufficiency of wisdom, let him go to God. Yeah, you don't have to go to a psychologist. You don't have to go to a psychiatrist. You don't have to go to a professional counselor when you lack problem solving. Go to God. He is the ultimate problem solver. So you don't go to somebody else to get what you can only get from God. Look at somebody and say, don't go to anyone else trying to get what you can only get from God. Yeah, he say, if you lack wisdom, his wisdom now, if you lack the anointing of wisdom, he said, let him go to God. Let him ask God, who gives what? Liberally. He gives it liberally. He don't restrict his wisdom with you. He gives it to you liberally. He don't hold it back. He don't give you a little bit and say, I'm going to save the rest for tomorrow. No, he gives you all that you need for that very moment. Look at somebody and say, God gives me all the wisdom that I need for that very moment. Now look at them and declare this. Say, I am a problem solver. Tell them, say, I'm solving problems right now. Right now. I'm solving problems right now. So when we need God's wisdom, we have to go to God. God will always lead you to the answer. Say this with me. Say, God will always lead me to the answer. Yeah, he would always lead me to the answer. That's why we have to understand how this wisdom works in our lives. The Bible talked about how Jesus grew in wisdom. He developed in wisdom. He grew in wisdom. See, look how what happened. It said he grew in wisdom and stature. Now look at this. And then had favor with God and man. What came first? Now, what came first before he got favor? Wisdom. He received wisdom first. Problem solving. God's favor get on the life of those who are being guided and led by him to solve the world's problems. And his favor get on them so that everything they need to keep solving problems could be furnished to them. You got to get that now. You got to get that. Because, see, when you tap into wisdom, favor is not too far behind. Because now you are an access to the kingdom. Now listen to this. And you're not a liability.